Welcome to day 185. We are up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. We're going to start with a really, really interesting and important halacha. Says the Mishnah, Hamaskavin lomar truma v'amar meiser. Imagine someone was separating truma, and in his mind, he meant to say, this is going to be truma, but instead the words that he said was that this is meiser. Or, meiser v'amar truma. Or he's thinking meiser, but instead the words that he said was truma. Ola v'amar shlamim. Or now we're going outside the realm of tithes. A person is bringing a karban, and he meant to say this is going to be a karban ola, which is entirely burnt on the mizbeach, but instead said, this is a shlamim, a different type of karban. Or shlamim v'amar ola, where he intended a shlamim and said an ola. Or he said, she'eni nichnas l'vayizeh, he made a neder. I'm not going, in his mind, he meant to say, I'm not going to walk into this house, v'amar l'zeh, but instead he said that house. Or she'eni nena l'zeh, he intended to say, I'm not going to get any benefit from this person, but instead said, v'amar l'zeh, but instead said that person. In all of those cases, there's a discrepancy between that which the person intended and that which he ended up saying. So which one is it? Do we paskin like, does it work on the thing that the person intended or the thing that the person said? So says the Mishnah, lo amar klum, it's neither. That which he separated, imagine in the tithing case, you meant to say truma, but instead you said meiser. So it's neither of them. It's not truma or meiser. Ad sheyu piv v'libo shavin. Until that which he said and that which he intended, his heart, are equal. I think that's a very beautiful and important halacha, that we can say things and we can think things, but until those things are the same, are identical. We talk about tocho kaboru, that which is on the inside is identical with that which is on the outside. Until we are consistent in that way, our words have really no authentic impact. They don't work in any halachic way. Because halacha says, no, you need to be operating in one way. You need to be doing and saying and acting in the same way that you intend to, and your actions need to replicate that which you're actually feeling. And until you do, your actions have no weight. So that is Mishnah Ches. Says Mishnah Tes, Hanachri v'hakusi. So Nachri is a non-Jew. Akusi is, we've seen a few times already, someone who had converted out of fear, and it was never clear whether they actually converted authentically or not. It wasn't fear of, and no Jewish people put fear. I just want to be clear. They were attacked by lions, and they thought that maybe converting to Judaism, they would pray to God and it would save them. And so whenever we talk about Kutim, we've said this a few times, it depends on what part of the history they are. Because at one point, they were considered authentic Arim. At other points, we found that they were actually still worshipping Avodah Zarah, and therefore they were not considered authentic, and they were considered non-Jews. In this case, it's in the latter case. We assume the Kutim in this case were already past the point in which we know that they are not authentic Gerim, not authentic converts, and therefore we're talking about, in both of these cases, they're both non-Jews. So the Nachri of Akuti, Truma San Truma, if they separate Truma from their own produce, then it works. It has the status of Truma. When Meister say, I'm a Meister, if they separate Meister, then it also has the status of Meister. The Hekdesh and Hekdesh, and if they dedicate, if they say, this is holy, this is going to be dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, that works as well. They're not Chayiv to do it. They have no obligation to do it on their own produce. And by the way, we also saw earlier that a Nachri, a non-Jew, cannot be a Shaliach, a messenger for a Jew to separate a Truma from a Jew's produce, but if they do it from their own produce, even though they didn't have to, it's Meiser Seim Meiser, and Trumasan Truma, meaning it works. The status of that separation has the full weight of all of those halachos. So now, if a Jew were to come and eat that Truma, the Truma that the non-Jew separated, even though the non-Jew didn't have to, but he separated and said, this is Truma, if a Jew were to eat it, well, a Jew would not be allowed to eat it unless the Jew is a Kohen. And the same thing with the Meiser, it would have to be a Levi. And the same thing with Meiser Sheni, the Jew would only be able to eat it in Yerushalayim itself. There's a question as to whether that is derabanan or midoraisa, meaning we know that they certainly don't have to separate it. If they did, does it have the status of truma midorabanan or even midoraisa? And we're going to see that might have important implications in a moment. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein lanachi kerem revai. When it comes to kerem revai or neta revai in general, which means that during the first 3 years of a vineyard's growth, the produce is totally off limits, and then in the fourth year, you have to treat it with kedusha. You treat the grapes as if they're maaser sheni. You have to eat them in Yerushalayim. So says Rabbi Yehuda, even though during the first 3 years you would still, of a non-Jewish, non-Jew's vineyard, you would not be allowed to touch those grapes the first 3 years, there's no halacha of kerem revai, meaning once the fourth year hits, you don't have to trade with Kedusha, you can just eat the grapes as you normally would, even beyond the fourth year if it belonged, if it were to belong to a Jew, meaning it has no sort of Kedusha. The Chacham Rambam Yeshlo, the Chacham say, no, it actually does. Some say that we're only talking about in rabbinic lands, perhaps in Surya, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael, has some of the halachas of Israel and some not, but if it were in Israel, then it would have kerem revai, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. But either way, Rabbi Yehuda says there isn't kerem revai to a non-Jew's vineyard, and the Chachamim say there is. And finally, Trumas Hanachri. If a non-Jew, going back to the first case in our mission, if the non-Jew did separate Truma, we said they didn't have to, but if they did, it still has the status of Truma, then Midmas, it has the... it basically has all of the halachos, even the rabbinic laws of truma, midmas, meaning to say that it will make an entire, if it falls into another vat and you don't know which one it was, it makes the entire vat truma asr, unless there are 100 pieces to one. We've seen this halacha before, a midimah. So if there are only 99 pieces of chulin to that one piece of truma that the nachi separated, the entire thing becomes truma. V'chayav malem chomesh. In the same way, if a Jew, non-Kohen, ate this truma, the nachi separated, you'd have to pay it back, not only that amount, but also the additional fifth. Meaning all of the halachos apply. It seems, by the way, by that implication, that which the nachri separates actually has the status of truma midi araisa or maaser midi araisa. Meaning it's not just rabbinic that it has that status, but again, even though they didn't have to separate it, once they did, it now has all the halachos of truma midi araisa. And therefore, all of the rabbinic laws that generally are attached to the araisa, such as meduma and chomesh, apply here as well. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says he really exempts them all from all of those other halachos of meduma and chomesh, and that would seem to be for the reason, because Rabbi Shimon would seem to say that the truma status that they have when the nachri separates it is only midirabanan, meaning that midiraisa, from the Torah's perspective, that which they separated is nothing. It did not count at all. But the Chazal say we should treat it with Kedusha, even though from the Torah's perspective it doesn't have it. So once they're saying treat with Kedusha, fine, but then you're not going to attach on all of the other midirabanans that come along with it, such as miduma and chomesh. We don't pass them like Rabbi Shimon, which seems to imply that which the nachri separates is actually truma midiraisa, and we have to treat it with all of the biblical and rabbinic halachos. That is the end of the third parak of Masechet Shumos, and we'll begin parak Daled tomorrow.